Rambam says, Tishbrech HaKril, you know, the Kohen has to spill out the whole thing. Right, so it's time to hold it, there'll be a takola, that maybe he'll use it, he'll drink from it, so therefore you have to spill out the whole thing. Well, Beis Silla says no, Tas says Zilla, if you don't have to spill it out all in one shot, you could use it slowly, use it Lazilla, if you could use it for sprinkling on the floor. So, you see, according to Beis Silla, we're not afraid, Mishum Takola, we're not afraid to say you have to get rid of it all at one shot. Omer Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi, Ani Achria, I'll be Machria, I'll say a middle case. Like I'll make a compromise here and say like this. Babayis atasa zilif. In the house you're allowed to make it into zilif. You can spill it up, use it slowly. Uvasod atishbech hakel. But in the fields though, then you have to spill it all out. So Rashi says the adamotulay legoy basically by the time you bring it back to your house, also bilatakola. If the wine is in the house already, then you could use it, store it, just to sprinkle it. But if it's out in the fields, you have to have a double waiting. Till you bring it to home, until you use it, then we're afraid, Mishum Takolo. Ikadiyami is something like this. The Yoshan Tasta Zilif. If the wine is old already, that you could use it, says so, Gzuntait, go ahead and use it for Zilif. Don't have to throw it out. Uva Chodesh, but if the wine is still fresh, then right now you can't use it for Zilif. Tishbech HaKel, then you have to throw it out that way. Amrullah, they said back to him, Ein Hachros, Ein Hachros Shlishis Machras. This, your middle way is not called a good compromise over here. So Rashi says it means Tam Atzmechu Atoymer. You're saying your own reason over here. For like your Divri Yechad Mehem, you're not saying like either one of them. Sheshneyem Lo Yeskiru Bayis Vesoda. Neither of them said anything about a Bayis Vesoda. Hachra would be if one said one way, one said the other way, and your make in other words, they would have said clearly that if Beishila would have said the law applies both for Bayis and Basoda, and Beisham would have said the same thing applies both for Bayis and Basoda, then you come and make a difference, but Bayis you hold this way and Basoda you hold that way, that would have been a Das Hachra. But here, since Beisham and Basoda did not mention a word about the Bayis and Basoda, your Hachra is not called a new compromise, but rather it's called, that's the Lashon of Ein Hachra Shlishis Machras. But rather, it seems like you're saying your own halach over here. So it's like a third shita. Then the Mishnah says, "But imam aloy atzil leshlecho." If he speaks out clearly and says, "Listen, I'm spilling out now my wine to save your honey. I'm doing it to save it. I will ask you to pay me." Then, of course, he has to pay him. For the Gemara, "Amai name aloy meshatani boch." Why can't he say, "Just say back, I was joking"? Like the Mishnah.
In other words, he never really spoke out clearly and said, I'll pay you. The other one said, listen, I'll do this for you if you pay me. So let the other one later say, I was just joking with you, I never really meant it. That's Lashon of Meshat and Ibokh. Like Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? If somebody was breaking out of jail, he was running away. And there was a ferry in front of him, a boat ride in front of him, and he wanted to get on the boat ride to escape. Oh my life, so he told the driver, tell dinner, take this dinner, very rainy, and take me over, let me go over the sea, the other side, the other road of the river. Say, all he has to pay, really, he doesn't have to pay the dinner, he only has to pay the regular fare, that's all. Even though at the beginning he said, listen, I'll give you a dinner, he doesn't really have to pay. Omale, he has a right to say, Alma, we see. Omale has a right to say, Meshatani, but I was just joking with you. I never really meant to be Mechayiv myself to pay you the dinner. I only meant to say, I'll pay you the fare, that's all. So here also, why don't we say that the owner has a right to say, the owner of the honey has the right to say, I never really meant to say, I'll pay you. Samora says, so, Hochinami, Lemele, Meshatani, Boch. Why can here also the owner of the honey say back, I was just joking with you? Samora says, no, there's a big difference. I'll tell you, holy dumb, the case of Al Mishnah is only doima, elele seifa. To this case, of will be by a ferry, to the case of the seifa, the end. What? Let's say this person said, tell dinner ze bischorcha. Here, take your dinner for your pay. Veviruni, and take me over the river here. So then the locher is noiseless kor mishalim. In such a case, since like you have to pay a complete amount. You have to pay him the whole amount of the ride. Why? In my mashmi, even though the price was the ferry here, the cost is more than a dinner. Still, you have to pay the whole thing schur mishalim. So Moshe says, Maishna reisha maishna seifa. Omer omer bachomo, betzayit hashula dogim in ayom. We're talking about the seifa, that the owner of this boat was a fisherman that was fishing right now. V'yomale, and the fisherman has a right to say to this person, Asaratuni kavri bezuza. Listen, you made me lose out. The fact that I stopped fishing and I took you over the river, I lost out from catching fish. Since it's nika, my loss, here for sure you have to pay me the regular pay that I would charge to take you over. So Pshana Mishnah also the same thing. Since here you're losing out your wine, we see clearly you're losing out your wine, so when you speak out to the other person, I'm only going to do it if you're going to pay me, for sure here when the person like nodded his head, or like, you know, said okay, for sure he meant it, and here we can't say it was just joking around, since the other person had a loss about it, therefore for sure he has to pay. Then the Mishnah says two cases in the Mishnah. The second case is Shotav Nor Chamoroi VeChamor Chaveroi Shelo Yofamona. So the same halach again. If the river was taken away, the two donkeys, yours and your friends, and you wanted to save your friends for yours, so the same halacha. The Gemara says the Tzricha, I need both cases. Di Yashmin and Kemaisav, I don't hear the first case by the barrel of wine. Hosamudhi Pirish, maybe there when you speak out and say I'll break it. Almanas that you'll pay me back for it. Yoivle de Mekule, then the owner of the honey has to pay you back the value of your wine. Mishum de Biodayim Koposit. Because over there you're breaking your barrel of wine with your hands. So since you're breaking your wine to save the other one's honey, then the other person has to pay you back. Aval hocha, but on the safe over here by the two donkeys. The memela, here they're drowning. So you're not killing your chamor for the other ones. It's only a question, which one are you going to save? But yours is dying, memela by itself. Name, maybe here I would have said, ain lo yelo scharoi. Even in a case where you speak out clearly, I'll only do it if you pay me for my chamor, maybe he doesn't have to pay you for the chamor, he only has to pay you for the schar, for the pay of the work that you're doing. So that's why I need the chiddush of the seifa. Now, let us just say the seifa. No, the yashmin and seifa would have just said the seifa also. Hochu did the stoma. Anyway, I would have thought the seyoni in the seifa, but a chamor, if you don't speak out, that's why you don't get to pay for your chamor, only the pay of your work, because because your chamor died by itself, you didn't kill it. Aval hosam in the resha to biyadayim, where you went yourself to break the barrel of wine, where it was done biyadayim. Eimo afilu v'stama yoivlei. Maybe in the resha, since you went to break your barrel of wine, even if you don't speak it out, still you have to pay the whole thing. Yoivlei de mekula tzricha. That's why I need both cases. Nothing more like this. Boy mine Rav Kana me Rav. Rav Kana asked the shaila from Rav. What's going to be Yorad Lahatzil? You went down to save your friend's donkey. Again, you spoke out to your friend, listen, I'll save yours if you pay me back for mine. And the guy said, okay. And what happened was, you went down to save your friends, and you didn't try to save your own. But V'ola Shalom Me'elov, your donkey swam out by itself and was saved. Mahu, does your friend not still have to pay you the money for your donkey or not? In other words, one svar is that Lamaisi, you didn't go to save it, so it's come out called like it was lost already. So it's called the other person has a chiyuv to pay you back. And now that yours became free, there's like a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, Mi Yarminadu, we say, Mi Korat the Afkarei Kovadamit. It was called like Hefker. Therefore, he is Machayev to pay you. And that's where the Gemara comes out. Or Malay said back to him, yes. And therefore the person still has to pay you the money. The Gemara says, Gihod Rav Safra, similar case like this was about happened to Rav Safra. Heavy Ka'ozel Bishayot, he was going on a caravan. Levino Ahu Ari, what happened was there was a lion following this caravan. So Mel, in order to protect himself, called lion every night, Koshot Leichamra, the Chadmanav used to give the lion one donkey to eat. Everybody gave up one donkey each night. For Kochon and the Chamor and the lion ate it up. Kimot is Zimnu de Rav Safra, when it came Rav Safra's time to take watch at night, so Shod Alei Chamroi, Rav Safra also gave him his donkey. But for Lo Yochlei, the Ari did not eat it. So what happened was, Kodem Rav Safra was Zochabei. Rav Safra ran fast and was Zoch like Min Hefker, he took it back. So you see, like Min HaShemayim, that his was saved, so he has the right to keep it. He doesn't, the other ones can't say, we have to share it. Omalei Rav Achim Adiftel Ravina though, Lomalei Lemiskabei. How come Rav Kana, Rav Safra had to be Zecher in it? Why do you have to make a new Kinyan in it for? Ni Dichi Afkarei. Adai Tadai Afkarei. Di Ari Afkarei. When he was first Mafkarit, he only was Mafkarit if the lion will eat it up. But Adaita the Kuliyamalay Afkare, he wasn't stam mafkrit for anybody. He was only mafkrit if this lion will eat it. And now that the lion did not eat it, it's like not hefker, it's automatically his. So why did he have to go now and be zecher in it? So Malay Rav Safra, L'Rav Chedemil Sudi Yavid. And Echlam Rav Chasra, Rav Safra only did this, Stam L'Rav Chedemil Sudi. Like Rashi says, Shaloy Ye Iru Bedov, and nobody should come and argue against him. But really, he didn't have to do this. But I call upon him, there's also a case of Meneshemayim Racham Alei. Now the Gemara says, Boy Menei Rav Merebi. Rav Eskashala from Rebi. Yorad Lahatzel. Let's say you went down to save your friend's Chamor. V'loy Hitzel, and you were not Zoycha to save it. Your chamor drowned, and your friend's chamor also drowned. Mahu, does the other person still have to pay you for your chamor or not? Omar Loisi said back to him, Vizu Shila, is this a shail at all? Ain lo yelas charay, pshiti only gets the payment for his work. You don't get the payment for your donkey, because lemais you did not save the other one's donkey. Like he would only pay you if you saved his donkey. But now that you did not save his donkey, pshiti, you don't have to, he doesn't have to pay you. Aisfis, and where's the question? Is that true? Aisfis has a cash on you. It says, Allah for asaych or asafoil. If you hire a workman, lohavi kruv, to bring you a cabbage, the domuskin, or those other type of vegetables, luchayla, I hired you to bring it to a sick person, volach, and you went, umotza shemesh, you found the person that died already, or shivri, or else the person became healed up already, he did not need this food anymore. So Allah for asaych or asafoil, you have to pay him the complete price that you made up. So you see, even though at the end you did not do it, still you get your payment for it. So here also you should get your full payment that you made up. So Amalei answers back, me dummy, what's one to do with the other? There we did what we were supposed to, but here you didn't save the chamor, you didn't do what you're supposed to, therefore you don't get your full payment.
You were holding the Kuf Tes Zayin on base. Just last Gemara again, and on an Aleph was, last Shah was, let's say over again, was Boyimine Rav Merebi. Yorad Lahatz of Lohitza. Let's say he went down to save the other one's Chamor, but he didn't save it Mao. All Mao Lois, he answered back, Vizu Shila, this any question? Like, if he didn't save it, of course he doesn't get his own Chamor, the value of it back. He only gets paid for the work that he did, but he does not receive his own chamor back. Eisrei have a kash on this. It says, "Asoich resapoil." If